James Bradley's father was one of the six servicemen photographed during World War II, raising the American flag over the Japanese island of Iwo Jima. Mr. Bradley recounted what happened to those men in his acclaimed book, Flags of Our Fathers. The book brought him a flood of suggestions for other wartime stories that hadn't yet been fully told. The story that captured his attention came from a retired attorney in Iowa who'd attended a secret trial in Guam in 1946.
It was a war crimes trial to affix guilt on Japanese officers for the beheading deaths of eight flyboys on the island of Chichijima. Nobody knew the story. Even the families did not know. The government classified the trial because they thought the horrendous fate of these flyboys was too terrible to let the mothers know. Not only that, he said eight American flyboys had been killed, and the ninth guy that got away, his name was George Bush.
That launched James Bradley on the quest that would become his second book, Flyboys. The men of the book's title were Navy and Marine airmen who came from many different backgrounds to honor a common call. 17-year-old Dick Wellhoff was from rural Kansas, too young to enlist without his mother's permission. George H.W. Bush had just graduated from one of America's most elite prep schools and put off attending Yale to join the war effort. As flyboys, they became part of a vital and high-risk mission.
Other than submarine duty, flying off an aircraft carrier in World War II was the single most dangerous thing to do in all of the war. And if you look at the Pacific battlefield, it was basically a water war with a few rocks named Tarawa and Guadalcanal and Iwo Jima. These were taken and used as airstrips. The strategy was really to base airplanes to go and hit Japan.
In September of 1944, George Bush was flying a bomber that was shot down off the coast of Chichijima. The island was the site of critical communication stations some 1,000 kilometers from Japan. His two crewmen were killed, but the future president managed to bail out of the plane. He paddled a raft for more than 3 hours.
Then he saw a periscope come up and he thought, now I'm a goner, a Japanese submarine. They're going to get me. But incredibly, it was an American submarine. And the guy that got away in the story becomes the president of the United States.
Eight other airmen also survived after being shot down during bombing runs to Chichijima. They made it to the island only to be captured and ultimately executed on the order of Japanese officers. Mr. Bradley says the officers also commanded that their bodies be cannibalized.
After the war, it was the Japanese soldiers who came forward and told on their officers because they objected to that behavior. So we have in this trial the Japanese talking about the treatment of flyboys in a tremendous amount of detail, and I went back to Japan and I interviewed former Japanese soldiers who were there. Every single Japanese soldier ordered to kill a flyboy refused and only did so when their own life was threatened. One of the executioners ran away. They couldn't find him at the appointed moment. Another executioner disemboweled himself. He committed suicide over what he had done.
James Bradley drew on his own experience as a student of Asian history and culture to write the book. He also visited the flyboy's siblings, girlfriends, and fellow airmen and told them what he had learned about what happened on Chichijima.
For example, I called James Hall in Missouri and I said, Mr. Hall, do you know how your brother Floyd died in World War II? He said, oh yeah, he died in impact when he hit the water. I said, that's not really true. I said, I know that Floyd spent 2 months on the island of Chichijima. He lived with a Japanese major. He was learning Japanese, teaching them English, using chopsticks, going to Japanese sake parties, and then one day it was time to kneel down and die. That's how different the truth was from the cover stories the families were told. Now that they know the truth, no matter how gruesome it is, they're talking about their flyboy brothers and their healing for the first time.
James Bradley believes his book gives the families reason to be proud of the airmen.
I found that they did not plead for their own lives. They did not give up any secrets. They went to their deaths with honor. And, you know, my dad is thought to be a hero because he was in an accidental photo on Iwo Jima raising the American flag. And then here I found the story of these flyboys on the next island, and they were not seen as heroes because nobody knew their identity.
James Bradley hopes his book will help right that wrong. He says former President Bush has also brought new attention to the sacrifice of the flyboys. He went with Mr. Bradley to Chichijima, and in an emotional speech before the Japanese islanders, George H.W. Bush paid tribute to his fellow flyboys. This is Nancy Beer.